SBS Radio.
Il-produttività fl-Awstralja iddajfet fl-aħħar snin kibret b'medja ta' 1.1% taħt il-medja fit-tul ta' 1.5%. Rapport minn Deloitte, kommissjonat mel-SBS jargumenta li konċentrazzjoni aktar b'saħħitha fuq l-inklużjoni soċjali għandha l-potenzjal li iżżid il-prodott gross domestiku nazzjonali bi kważi 12.7 biljun dollaru fis-sena. Sofija ċej tmexxi ħanut tal-fjuri bażat fil-punent ta' Sydney. F'intrapriża soċjali li bdiet f'Settembru tas-sena 2014 li tħarreġ ukoll nisa migranti u refuġjati f'kapaċitajiet ta' irranġar tal-fjuri hija għandha lan ukoll li tgħinhom jibnu fiduċja fil-kapaċitajiet tagħhom biex jitkellmu tajjeb bl-Ingliż. Ċitejt li tittama li permess tal-programm dawk ġodda li jaslu l-Awstralja jħossuhom aktar fiduċjużi biex jidħlu fid-dinja tax-xogħol.
I realized that, you know, a lot more migrant and refugee women coming to Australia mainly have limited skill in English. So most of the time making them feel, you know, not confident from what they can do. So what I offer to them is part of the learning flower arrangement to make them happy. And then the next day is let them think about the future. Even they have limited English, even they have, they thought that they don't have a skill, but now they can do flower, which means they can do something. So it's the part of the confidence is the most important.
Ċitejt li mill-esperjenza tagħha kienet ispirata biex tibda negozju żgħir li jinkludi l-inklusività.
From my experience as a migrant, I found that, you know, when I came to Australia, even go to order the food, or, you know, I feel really difficult for myself, and at most of the time I don't confident that I can do, you know, a lot of things, because the women showing that, you know, it's really useful for them. And even though I have a lot of struggle in my work, but when I hear people that this is what they want, this is really important for them, so that does keep me doing my work.
Waqt li studji li saru qabel juru li l-inklużjoni fuq il-post tax-xogħol fl-Awstralja tjibed biż-żmien għad hemm skop ta' titjib sinifikanti. Is-sehem fuq il-post tax-xogħol għal dawk b'disabilità huwa kważi 30% anqas minn dawk bla disabilità. Il-ħlas bejn l-irġiel u n-nisa għadu madwar 15% differenti u esperjenzi ta' rapport ta' diskriminazzjoni minħabba l-oriġini etnika jew ir-reliġjon tal-persuna aktar minn irduppjaw bejn is-sena 2007 u s-sena 2017. John O'Mahony, l-awtur ta' rapport ġdid minn Deloitte Access Economics, jgħid li l-inklużjoni soċjali hija aktar minn sempliċiment li ikun ikkumbattut ir-razziżmu.
Social inclusion is about a lot more than just anti-discrimination legislation. It's giving people all of the opportunities to have the most prosperous life that they can. That is access to health services, education services, participating in the community, and they can operate as a virtuous circle. So once people have better education, they'll have better employment prospects, and of course that can lead to better health benefits and other things as well.
Id-direttur manageriali tal-SBS James Taylor jgħid li r-rapport juri li aktar inklusività mhux biss hija ta' benefiċċju pubbliku imma anke ta' opportunità ekonomika kbira.
Well, Australia has a well-earned reputation as being both a multicultural and inclusive society. A place where irrespective of who you are or where you're born or what you believe, you can participate. What this Deloitte report demonstrates in economic terms is that we can do better. And if we can create teams and workplaces and communities that are more diverse and more inclusive, there's economic benefit for all Australians, not just those who are being included.
It-tesorir federali Josh Frydenberg ħeġġeġ l-negozji biex ipoġġu l-profitti tagħhom lura fl-ekonomija permezz ta' investiment minflok li l-priorità tkun li jgħadduhom lil dawk li għandhom isħma fin-negozju. Peter Strong, il-kap esekuttiv tal-Kunsill tal-Organizzazzjonijiet tan-Negozji Żgħar fl-Awstralja jgħid li waqt li l-investiment fir-riċerka u fl-iżvilupp huma importanti, użu aħjar tal-forza tax-xogħol diversa hija kruċjali għan-Negozji Żgħar.
Skills training for new arrivals is definitely overlooked. We used to be so much better at it. Going back to the early 90s, the 1980s, and for some reason that hasn't gone the way it should have, and that's some of that's due to the employment service funding process. So we need to get out there and react much more quickly to those areas. And the best way to do that is to go down to local communities and find those communities where they've got a higher number of people that have just arrived and work with them. Empower those communities to go and work with their local TAFE colleges or their local training providers, and between them all they come up with a proposal that works in their community.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.